Switch off.
Hi everyone, it's Cass. I'm just responding to the boo asking what we use to get around for me to be navigation devices, apps, that sort of thing. Well, I've got Blind Squirrel on my phone, which I find quite useful. It's very good for telling you where shops are and you know you're in the right direction to find various shops. I do find it quite useful, and it's certainly, I've had it quite a while now. I've had it over a year, and I find it's definitely better than it used to be. It's definitely improved over time. It's quite good with pinpointing your exact location. If you mark something, it's good for, say, bus stops, things like that, if you're on a bus. So that's my main iPhone one. I also have Google Maps as well that I use sometimes. But I can't always work them out, but I do have Google Maps. I also use Foursquare as well. Not for getting about, but if I'm on a train and I want to check that I'm at the, you know, what train station I'm at and it's not been announced, I'll use Foursquare. Or if I'm in an area and want to know what's around me, I'll use Foursquare. Because it'll tell me, for example, what train station I've come into, or where I'm near, places that are near to me. I also, for that purpose, I use Around Me as well, which is quite useful and free as well. So Foursquare, Around Me are all free. I believe Blind Squirrel now is more expensive than it used to be. I had it when it was on a special offer. It used to be £10. I had it when it was an offer for £5, and I believe it's actually more expensive now. Again, I guess it's gone up in price, but I do find it quite useful, and in my mind, it'd be worth a buy. The only thing I would say is, and I think it's from what I've heard from people, it's the same with all these navigation apps, is the battery life on your phone. They really hammer your battery life. So if you were going out all day, for instance, and you were using them, you may want to consider having an external charging battery pack for your phone, such as the iCarrier from Amazon, which allows you to charge your iPhone up, or one of those juice pack cases or something like that, because the last thing you want is to run out of battery halfway through the day and be left with no phone. And that is my main criticism of these apps, is that they do drain your battery, because obviously they're using the GPS all the time. The other thing I use a lot is the Trekker Breeze. I find it very useful. It's a standalone GPS. It gives you turn by turn. You can put addresses and postcodes in. I do find it useful. You can plan routes with it. I do find that very useful, and that would be my number one choice. Every time, my number one choice would be a standalone. Unit. I know it's good to have them on your phone, but I, like I say, because of the battery issue, I don't like it, because I just think I could be somewhere and my phone will completely die, or. So I don't like to rely on apps on my phone for that reason, which is probably why I won't, and I haven't downloaded the RNIB Navigator app. I've heard mixed reports about it, but I haven't downloaded it myself as yet. So they're the main things I use for getting around, apart from good old word of mouth as well, which I also use quite a lot, and it's usually, well, depending on who you ask, can be more reliable. So that's basically it. So I'll talk to you all soon. Bye for now.